Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Mully and Haw, live and local, Chicago's sports talk for your morning on 670 The Score.
What's incredible, I was waiting this moment for 21 years, so I guess I'm here. Today was the opportunity for me to show the love. They showed me the love also, and everything went very good. I mean, I'm glad that they put on the show like the way they're expecting, and hey, you know, another good day.
Welcome back. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Mully's off today. Sammy Sosa, that was him talking back at the Cub convention in January about the moment that he would return to Wrigley Field and what it would feel like. That moment has arrived today, later today, when the Cubs take on the Mariners at Clark and Addison. Sammy Sosa will be there. He will be given a tour of the facilities that he has yet to see. He will be in the radio booth with Pat, Ron, and Zach at some point during the game in the broadcast. And apparently, as details continue to trickle in, he'll meet with the media around the fourth inning and have the ability to communicate how special the day is to him and what it means. But also, each game, the Cubs honor an alumni of the day. They ride in the second inning. And today, that legend of the game, the alumni from the Cubs past, will be Sammy Sosa. And it was originally intended to be a surprise, but the cat got out of the bag. And Bob Nightingale reported this morning via X that Sammy was going to be here. And then it wasn't that big of a secret to people who were on the Cubs beat. It was just one of those things that they expected that would be on the way. And some people have reacted negatively to it. Some people have really embraced the idea. One of the funnier responses come via the text, 312-644-6767. What do you think, people? Are you glad Sammy's back? But this one is a good one. What a great day, 217 text. Both Sammy Sosa and Miles Mastroboni make the return to Wrigley Field. That was for Dustin. Miles Mastroboni, one of Dustin's all-time favorite players, is a utility player for the Seattle Mariners, and he is back in town. And other people on the text line are reacting as 847 texter. Most selfish player the Cubs have ever had, and he was a juicer. So there's some good, there's some bad, there's some in between. Not a lot of gray area, though. It's either black and white when it comes to Sammy Sosa and Cub fans' reaction to his return. I do wonder, and you know this is going to happen. Well, I suspect this will happen. There's got to be a photo op with Sammy and PCA, right? I mean, Pete Crow Armstrong became the fastest player in Cub history to get to 2020 in a season. 73 games, he did it yesterday with his 20th home run. And Sammy Sosa, before that, was the last 2020 guy in 94 to get, it took him 96 games. I know the comp is more apt when you talk about exciting players. Pete Crow Armstrong is the most exciting player in Cub history since Javi Baez. That's the answer to that question. But when you look at the numbers, they more closely resemble Sammy's. I don't think there has been, and I don't have to qualify it, there has not been another Cub player since Sosa that has had the combination of power and speed at this point of the season. So that comparison is an apt one, and that photo will be one that people want to put all over their social media accounts.
Well, we talked about how much PCA enjoyed that Kerry Wood 20 strikeout game yesterday. I brought that little tidbit that I picked up from the Spiegel and Holmes show.
Whiteboard it for the listeners.
And
What are you talking about?
Yesterday, or 2 days ago now, okay. During the Spiegel and Holmes show, they were talking about PCA, and two things that he loved to do on a Saturday morning were either to play catch with his father, or if that wasn't an option, his dad would put on the Kerry Wood 20 strikeout game. So they had the anniversary of that, this year. Kerry Wood was at Wrigley for that, and PCA got a chance to meet him. He didn't tell that side of the story. Mm-hmm. But I'm curious, when you guys talked to PCA today at 9:30, when you talked to PCA at 9:30 this morning, you know, how much Sammy Sosa he watched growing up. Obviously, Sosa and Kerry played in the same era.
Because his dad was a big Cub fan.
Dad's from here.
His grandma is still here, a big Cub fan. She's a big listener. So, yeah, I think.
She might be a listener to Pat, Ron, and Zach. I don't know about us.
Why not? I mean, it's early. It's 8:30. You know, I think that if grandma's up listening, that would be a lot of fun. That's a good point. If Pete Crow Armstrong is enough of a student of Cub history to appreciate Kerry Wood's 20 strikeout game, the sense would be, because it's from the same era, that he would have an appreciation for what Sammy Sosa accomplished, or the Sammy Sosa phenomenon on the north side back in the day. Looking forward to that conversation. As Dustin said, 9:30, Pete Crow Armstrong. You definitely want to be here for that conversation. Let's go out to the phone lines, 312-644-6767. Andy is in Bloomingdale. Andy, welcome to Mully and Haw.
Good morning, guys. I want to say, I did love Sammy. I mean, he came from the White Sox, skinny guy, and suddenly took the steroids. Now, I really enjoyed the home run, you know, the whole home run deal with him and McGuire. But the things I didn't enjoy is him leaving the game early. If you remember that, the last game of the season, I remember something like that. He left early without being allowed to go. And the other deal with him and his radio, where all the guys took a baseball bats, supposedly Kerry Wood, too, I guess, got involved with. No, there's nobody saying who did it.
Andy.
But smack the hell out of
it. Andy, I respect where you're coming from, but that was 20 years ago. Are you going to hold a grudge over a boombox and an early exit for 21 years?
No, I'm not saying.
You just said it.
I'll never forget that part of it. I love the home run thing, and even if he did steroids, just those things. I'm not grudged totally. Just I remember it. It'll never leave my head as far as I'm concerned with him.
You won't forget. Will you forgive?
Yeah, I'm going to forgive, of course. But I'm saying those things did happen in a teammate kind of thing. I'm talking about teammates.
Okay.
As far as teammates go. Why would, you know, even Kerry Wood smashed his boombox? There had to be a reason for it.
Thanks, Andy. Appreciate the phone call. Texters all over it. So, 773. I love it. Sammy, haters never cheated or did anything wrong in their lives. Get over it and move on. 630. I hope PCA and Sammy don't have too much in common. Another 630 texter. I'm 70 years old and a lifelong Cub fan. Sammy years were absolutely the best years until 2015. I lost my dad in 2002 and so grateful for the wonderful Sammy years that we enjoyed together. Thank you, Sammy Sosa. A lot of sentiments out there. A lot of mixed feelings. And none of you are wrong. You're entitled to feel however you feel. It is a visceral reaction to the presence of Sammy Sosa, even the news of his return. You probably aren't on the fence on this one. There are probably very few people that are neutral, like a shrug. Nobody's going to shrug at Wrigley Field today when they put Sammy Sosa on the video board. If that's the way that they introduce him to the audience, the packed, how many people are going to be there today? If 41,000 were there yesterday on a Thursday, how many people are going to be there this afternoon? It's Friday at Wrigley Field. It's going to feel like summer. It's going to be exactly where you want to be if you're a baseball fan. How many people are going to pack the park today?
My prediction is they're going to have their biggest crowd tomorrow. Saturday is my prediction. They had 41,078 yesterday. Biggest crowd so far.
Who won the attendance game?
Chris, I was thinking that same thing. Great question.
I should ask Coom.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
We forgot.
I bet you it was Coom. He had a good day predicting things.
Nostra Coomus.
Because he definitely predicted Dansby Swanson's home run. He probably won the attendance game, too. Here's another texter. 847. I was 8 years old at the time, but my very first Cub game I ever watched was the Sosa Corked Bat game. 815. Slam and Sammy Sosa saved baseball. Did he make some mistakes? Absolutely. We all have. But Big Mac and Sosa's home run race that wonderful summer saved baseball. If Sammy admits what he did back then and was confronted about it, most fans wouldn't be so upset about him being back. Fair enough. I think the problem with the Cubs, even, we're here 21 years later. It took 21 years. The Ricketts bought the team in 2009. It's been 16 years since then, I think in large part because Sammy Sosa always has been reluctant to address the elephant in the room and the assumption that everybody made. He didn't want to talk about it. I can tell you firsthand that he came close and tiptoed close to the line, but he never really did address it. And to this point now, to Tom Ricketts' satisfaction, he has met the criteria that they established to welcome Sammy back. So back he will be today, introduced probably on the scoreboard in the second inning when the Cubs honor legends of the sport. 815. I was a kid when that happened. It soured me on him for a little when I found out because I thought it was just McGuire, but it was a long time ago, and it's about time to put that in the past. A lot of people have the similar type of memories. A lot of people have the same type of reactions. 312-644-6767. What's yours? Let's go back to the phone lines. And Robert is joining us on Mullion Hall. Robert, welcome to the score.
Good morning. My original call, and I'll put that first. Well, let me first briefly give my thought on Sammy. We were there at that two home run game in September when the place was rocking. My daughter was she was a leukemia patient. We were there with a group of other cancer patient kids, and we had to leave the game before he hit the first homer. We were landlocked in the Starbucks parking lot. We couldn't get out of there. So we felt the stadium moving from across the street, and it's a day we'll never forget. All that being said, yeah, it is time. I'm a geezer. It's time to move on, forgive and forget. So let's give Sammy a cork replica boombox today and get it all out and say, let's go forward. But my main call today was with respect to PCA and Tucker, am I the only guy who thinks that ball off of Cabrera in the fifth inning that turned into putting men on second and third for the three-run homer should have been caught? And is it... I mean, as I said to your, I think it was Tyler that took the call, Hap goes and gets those balls and lays himself out. And you know what? And Hap will come close to getting into a collision with PCA. I kind of think Tucker is kind of like, you know, he's got one eye on the ball and one eye on PCA. And that one, I think, yesterday should have been caught.
That's now, an interesting point, Robert. Thanks for sharing that memory, too, with your daughter. I think that's a really special memory you shared, so appreciate that. Dustin, I think you also agreed that maybe that ball should have been caught.
Maybe, right? But again, it goes back to Kyle Tucker and you know the lane out factor, and maybe it's just not the right time to do that. I don't want to be a hypocrite. I took a lot of grief for saying that Ian Happ, when he slammed into the wall early this year, made that great catch on a Friday, I believe, at Wrigley, and I thought he shouldn't have left his feet, that he has to know kind of time and place and where we're at in the season. Shoulda, coulda, woulda, right? You know what shouldn't have happened?
What?
Jameson Taillon shouldn't have given up two home runs again in the game. The other thing that shouldn't
Stop
have happened,
it.
PCA
Bruce
shouldn't
is
have had.
Out you.
That's okay.
If you keep on talking
it's,
about Jameson Taillon,
I'm way out on this.
Runs.
I'm way out on this. Okay. I want my T-shirt. And then PCA shouldn't have been left with his bat on his shoulder in the on deck circle in the bottom of the ninth inning.
Couple more texts before we break because these are really good. 574. I was just a kid the first time I saw Sammy, and I will never forget the awe of watching him play. Hearing the crowd, I'd absolutely welcome him with open arms because he gave me the confidence to succeed. And here's the other end of the spectrum. 847. Sammy being at the game pisses me off. I'm on my way back to work and going to the game on Sunday. When I was a kid at spring training, he went out of his way to get the kids' autographs and avoid the scalpers. I would love to honor the legend. But why is he ticked off because he's going to miss it, or is he ticked
yes,
off because
it sounds
he's
like he's mad
back?
Because he's missing it. He's All going right. on Sunday, he said. Yes.
309, I vividly remember running home from school and coming inside from playing in the summer every day, and the first words out of my mouth were, did he hit one? Did he hit one?
I mean, they used to alert you that they were coming to bat. him and McGuire during that.
It
would come on the scroll. It would come on the scroll.
Yeah. Must watch television.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Must watch, must listen radio, much the way the PCA has become must watch television and must listen radio. By the way, you want to be listening at 9:30. That's when we're talking to Pete Crow Armstrong. A lot more about Sammy Sosa. Return to Wrigley Field today, 312-644-6767. Keep it right there. Mullion Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.